إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا ضد ولا ند له ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير موجود أزلا وأبدا بلا بداية ولا نهاية ولا مكان وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى كل رسول أرسله أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير فاتقوه يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون أمرنا الله تبارك وتعالى بعبادته وطاعته سبحانه وقد سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أفضل الأعمال فقال الصلاة لوقتها أي أفضل الأعمال بعد الإيمان بالله ورسوله الصلاة كما تعلمون أن البخاري روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أفضل الأعمال إيمان بالله ورسوله هذا هو الأصل الإيمان الصحيح بالله عز وجل وبصفاته وما يليق به وتنزيه الله عما لا يليق به من النقص كالتعب والتغير والعجز والتحيز في جهة أو مكان والشكل والجسم كل هذا لا يليق بالله عز وجل والإيمان برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين لا نبي بعده وأفضلهم عليه الصلاة والسلام بعد الإيمان بالله ورسوله أفضل الأعمال الصلاة لوقتها لأن الصلاة من دون إيمان صحيح بالله ورسوله لا تقبل Prayers without the valid belief in Allah and His Messenger is not accepted. It is a condition that for one's ibadah, salah, tahara, zakah to be accepted, it is a condition that he has the correct belief in Allah and in His Messenger. Some people, they say they believe in Allah, but they claim that Allah has a son. They did not believe in Allah. Some people, they claim they believe in Allah, but they say Allah is a big body sitting on a big chair on the arsh, wal-iyadu billah. They did not believe in Allah. They imagined something. The right belief is to believe that Allah Ta'ala is not a body. He has no shape or form. He exists without being in a place or a direction. And no matter what you hear from other statements that some people confuse, it is not to be taken literally. Some people believe Allah is in the Kaaba. Wal-iyadu billah. They did not know Allah. Allah Ta'ala exists without having a partner, without being in a place. And some people believe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of Allah. They say they are Sufiya, but they are not even Muslims. The one who makes Prophet Muhammad equal to Allah is not Muslim. Or the one who says Prophet Muhammad is a light created from Allah's light is not a Muslim. They are not praising Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He is the best of the prophets and the final messenger. After the correct belief in Allah and His Messenger, the best of the a'mal is as-salah. As-salatu liwaqtiha, kama qala alayhi as-salatu was-salam. وهي أول ما يسأل العبد عنه من الفرائض العملية وذلك بعد سؤاله عن الإيمان بالله ورسوله. وقد فرض الله علينا 5 صلوات فمن أداها كما أمر الله تعالى كانت له نورا وبرهانا يوم القيامة. And the first thing one would be asked about from the integrals or the action type of worship is the prayers. After the questioning on Judgment Day, the questioning about his iman in Allah and his messenger, he would be asked about his salah. And Allah Ta'ala obliged upon us to perform 5 prayers. فَالصَّلَاةُ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ أَحْسَنُ مَا قَصَدَهُ الْمَرْءُ فِي كُلِّ مُهِمٍ وَأَوْلَى مَا قَامَ بِهِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ خَطْبٍ مُدْلَهِمٍ خُدُوعٌ وَخُشُوعٌ وَافْتِقَارٌ وَاضْطِرَارٌ هَكَذَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ تَكُونَ الصَّلَاةُ. That's how the salah should be. With full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Full khushu' and khudu' humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you. دُعَاءٌ الصَّلَاةُ هي دُعَاءٌ وَثَنَاءٌ وَتَحْمِيدٌ وَتَمْجِيدٌ وَتَذَلُّلٌ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْحَمِيدِ وَقَدْ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ قُرَّةً لِلْعُيُونِ وَمَفْزَعًا لِلْمَحْزُونِ فَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا نَابَهُ أَمْرٌ أَوْ أَلَمٌ فَزَعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ كَانَ يُنَادِي يَقُولُ أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَالَ أَرِحْنَا بِهَا أي بالصلاة يا بلال بلال مؤذن الرسول بلال الحبشي. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام whenever he was disturbed or bothered about a matter he would seek الصلاة. And he used to say to بلال الحبشي let us rest with it O بلال let us relax with it O بلال يعني go make adhan so we can pray and have peace of mind. Subhanallah. And our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to be delighted to pray. He said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَكَانَ يَجِدُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ سَعَادَةِ وَطُمَأْنِينَةِ وَقَدْ رَغَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بعد الأمر بالصلوات الخمس بعد أداء الخمس بالسنن. يعني لا نأتي بالسنن ونترك الفرائض, نأتي بالفرائض ثم بالسنن. ومن الفرائض كذلك القضاء, فإذا إنسان كان فات عليه فرائض صلوات 5 فائتة وجب عليه أن يقضيها ثم بعد أن ينتهي من القضاء يأتي بالنفل الذي هو سنة, فالفرض يأتي قبل النفل. فهذه النوافل السنن هي زيادة على ما فرض الله تعالى من صلوات 5. After the 5 obligatory prayers, after you perform the 5 obligatory prayers, there are the optional ones, the nawafil, the sunnas. And they also come after your make-up prayers, the prayers that you have to make up for the missed days of obligatory prayers. You cannot pray your sunnas if you did not complete your fard. Fard comes first. Unfortunately, many people don't pay attention to that. In fact, some ignorant people say, if you miss the fard, khalas, forget about it. That's from their ignorance. If you miss the fard, you have to make it up. You have to do it. Immediately, that is. After you have completed your fard, then pray your sunnahs. So, if you wish to pray your sunnah, you love nafil, you love to pray the nafil, stand to get thawab, and you have qada, but you love the nafil, then what you do is practice whenever you want to pray the nafil, stand up and pray qada. So 2 rak'ah qada for the missing fajr that you had in your lifetime, for example. 4 rak'ah dhuhr for the past time, and so on. And that way you'll get thawab, insha'Allah ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ صَلَاةُ الْمَرْءِ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. يعني الصلوات الخمس أفضل أن تصلى في المسجد أو في مكان إقامة الجماعة كالمصلى مثلا. بعدها المكتوبة الأفضل أن يصلي النوافل في بيته, هكذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And in this hadith the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the best of the prayer after the 5 obligatory prayers, the best of it to be performed is at home. That means it is better to pray the obligatory prayers in the masjid or where the jama'ah is being performed, and the other nawafil to pray it at your house. وعن أم حبيبة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. اسمعوا هذا الحديث. هلا بهذا الحديث ستعلمون كيف ولماذا تعلق أجدادنا بنوافل الصلاة اللي هي الرواتب. قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، هي تقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صلى 12 ركعة في كل يوم وليلة بني له بهن بيت في الجنة. يا سلام، الله أكبر. بيت في الجنة. Whoever performed 12 rak'ahs, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, in every day and night, then a home will be built for him in al-Jannah. This is why so many people are attached to as-salah. But unfortunately nowadays are attached to other things. TV, news, media, other things that are not rewardable and sometimes lead to haram, sometimes lead to haram. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وأما سنة الصبح فتأمل كم يحصل لك من الخير بفعلها، فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال ركعتا الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها. هذا الحديث الثابت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في فضل ركعتي الفجر. ركعتا الفجر، هذا يعني سنة الفجر، قبل أن تصلي فريضة الفجر تصلي ركعتين سنة لله تعالى. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام خير من الدنيا وما فيها. Two rak'ahs, he said, two rak'ahs that you perform for al-fajr, that is before prayer of the fajr, the sunnah prayer, sunnah, the two sunnah rak'ahs before the fajr is better for you than this dunya and what is in it. Allahu Akbar. يعني you get so much reward, it is better for you to perform this two rak'ahs than having this dunya and what is in it. And this is the authentic hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If someone told you that if you pray something, if you do something, you would get 1/10 of this entire dunya, you would be excited to do it. What if I told you this hadith that if you pray two rak'ah sunnah, you will have, it is better for you than having this dunya and what is in it. So don't miss out on this reward, dear brothers. And be warned of some false hadiths. Some people, they make up or they read unauthenticated hadiths. For example, they say, whoever does not pray my sunnah, they say, and remember, sunnah is optional. They say, whoever does not pray my sunnah will come on judgment day and not a piece of flesh on his body. يعني he will be fleshless, without any flesh. طب ما you said sunnah, that means it's optional. If I want to pray it, I would pray it. So they try to encourage people to pray sunnah, but by narrating false hadiths. This is not a true hadith. You should say what is authentic, like the one we just mentioned, narrated by Imam Muslim. فاحذروا بعض الأحاديث المكذوبة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأما صلاة الليل فتلك والله غنيمة كبرى، كيف لا وقد سأل رجل حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال له يا رسول الله دلني على عمل إذا عملته دخلت الجنة. نحن ألا نريد الجنة؟ Don't we want جنة؟ Don't we want paradise؟ Look how simple it is. A man came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and he told him يا رسول الله tell me about something that if I do, I will go into Al-Jannah. Very simple question and very simple answer. He said, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أطعم الطعام وصلي وصل الأرحام وصلي بالليل والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. Four things he taught him. He said, feed. So he asked him, tell me, teach me something that if I did, I will go to Al-Jannah. Okay. So he told him, feed the people for the sake of Allah, connect your family, relatives, connect them, visit them, pray the prayers at night while the people are asleep, بالله تعالى, and you will enter al-Jannah peacefully without, you will enter al-Jannah peacefully. There are three things. At'im al-ta'am, wasil al-arham, wasalli bil-layl wal-nasu niyam. Three things, very simple. Subhanallah. But a person needs to train himself on doing that. To get up at night, perform some prayers, then go back to sleep. Then get up again, pray, and then go back to sleep. That's how the Prophet ﷺ used to do. And he said, أفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. He said, the best of the prayers after the فريضة, the obligatory prayers, is the night prayers, the nightfall prayers, the prayers that you pray optionally. So this hadith indicates how rewardable these prayers are, but they are not more important than the obligatory prayers. The obligatory prayers, like your five daily obligatory prayers, come first. So make sure you and your children and your wives and your family, friends, and relatives, don't miss out at least the five obligatory prayers. And to do that, you need to sometimes remind them of the reward of as-salah, the value of it, how much thawab there is in it, how much peace of mind you will get in it. And by encouraging them, inshallah, they will commit to performing the five obligatory prayers. Tell them it takes you 2-3 minutes to perform the salah. They will tell you, I'm at work. Even if you are at work, work is not better than salah. Work is not better than your salah. You do your salah while you are doing your work. Nobody prevents you. Alhamdulillah, we are living in a country. They allow us to practice our aqidah and our practices. Our salah, our siyam, our zakah. Alhamdulillah for this. So perform it. They will tell you, but I only get a lunch break. You tell him, but don't you sometimes go to the bathroom? Don't you go get up to get a drink? Don't let the shaitan play with your mind and always give you excuses. Say, I'm going to go for a short break. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, make wudu, pray. In the stairway, outside, anywhere you can pray. As long as there is no najasa, you can pray. Even I met a person for 10 years. He told me, I pray at the end of the day. Yani everything qada. He said, because my clothes are dirty. He used to paint. He said, my clothes are dirty, so I pray at the end of the day. I told him, Allahu Akbar, 10 years of qada? How could you do this? Even if you have paint or dirty clothes, as long as there's no najasa on it, you still have to perform your prayers, at least the five obligatory prayers. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to perform it. قال الله تعالى في وعده لعباده المتقين بجنات وعيون ومدحهم قال إن المتقين في جنات وعيون الله يجعلنا وإياكم منهم. فإخوة الإيمان نحثكم على أداء صلاة الليل قدر الاستطاع. وكان سيدنا أحمد بن حنبل رضي الله عنه يصلي في الليل 300 ركعة. He used to perform, Imam Ahmad, every night after the obligatory prayers, he used to perform 300 ركعة from the optional prayers. Subhanallah. وحينما اشتد عليه الأذى والمرض كان يصلي 150 ركعة في الليلة. And when he became very sick, very ill, he used to pray half of that, 150 of the optional prayers. Where are these types of people nowadays, dear brothers? Have you asked yourself, dear brother, how do you spend your day? How do we spend our day? How do we spend our nights? Ask yourself, how my past years have been used up? Have I wasted them? How did I use them up? And how will I use up the remaining years I have, or days, or breaths? Because every breath we take, it's a step closer to our grave. Every breath. You use it, you cannot reuse it. It's gone. So you are closer to your grave. So how are we using that upcoming time? How do we use that time? Make sure you fill your time with something beneficial. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ, and do the good deeds. One of the best ways to do good deeds is to perform salah. After the obligatory prayers, do optional prayers, sunnah prayers. Prayers, there are different types of prayers. There is prayers, you pray it when you are in fear. When there are prayers, when you are seeking something, when you need something. And if you need more information about that, we have classes here every day in the Musalla about Tahara and Salah. There are classes about Aqidah and Fiqh, different chapters. So whichever you or family are interested with, let us know, and it is free. Lillahi ta'ala. So people know how to perform their prayer. Some people, they follow taqlid, but not authenticating their method. Some people, they don't even know the correct qibla. They just pray. They see a group of people praying, they pray as they are praying. They don't know how to find the qibla Islamically. You are obligated to know that. You are obligated to go and learn how to find the qibla Islamically. Islamically. Not using a compass only. Islamic method. Because sometimes a compass will give you north, sometimes will give you east. And even if you use application, some, I'm telling you from experience, some will give you north and some will give you east. If you don't know, if you don't learn, then you are not excused for being ignorant. Niyya here, intention is important after you learn the proper way of doing your salah and your ibadah. Some people, after many years of performing salah because they saw their grandfather praying that way or whatever, then they realize that they're missing something in as-salah. Missing something. They're like, oh, I didn't know. I just saw my grandmother pray this way, and I've been praying like that since then. Dear brother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّهِ. Pray as you saw me pray. And who amongst us you think is praying exactly as the Prophet ﷺ prayed? I don't think any of us can answer that. But at least I need to go and learn from a trustworthy person, a human being, not from cyber, the web, or the internet, or from a person who is trustworthy. How did the Prophet pray? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you want to get the full thawab of your salah, you pray as he prayed, with the wudu, including the sunnahs of the wudu, including the sunnahs of the prayer, if you want the full thawab. May Allah enable me and you to pray as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum faya fawz al-mustaghfirin istaghfirullah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد وعن الأولياء والصالحين أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم. I urge you, dear brothers, to adhere to the way of the pious ones, the way of the awliya and the great scholars, the way of the four imams of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and do not deviate. Nowadays, people will come to you and say, I'm confused. Who should I follow? Our sheikh in my village is doing this, and the previous sheikh was doing that. It's happening very common. They will tell you, we used to read Quran for the dead Muslims. Now we are not able to read Quran. New Shaykh says it's haram. We used to celebrate Milad, Mawlidun Nabi. Now they are saying it's haram, it's bid'ah. What should I do? My kids are confused. My wife is confused. my children are away from the religion. The reason for that, dear brothers, is the detachment from the ilm, the knowledge, and the attachment to the dunya. That is the problem. Attached to the dunya, so their dunya comes first, and their deen comes last. And that is wrong. It should be the other way around. Your deen over dunya. And you are the one who makes that choice, and you will be responsible for the choices that you make towards yourself and towards your family members, towards your wife and children, and even friends that are around you. There is a type of responsibility, which is al-amru bil-ma'roof wa-nahyu anil-munkar. Are you fulfilling that? So let us work together lillahi ta'ala for the sake of Allah. Attend the circles of knowledge together as a family. As a family, bring your friends also to learn, because the more they learn, the more they know. And the more they can tell between the truth from the falsehood, the better their decisions will be. The more careful they will be to make sure nothing goes inside their stomachs except 100% halal. Except 100% halal. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا وذكرنا ما نسينا وزدنا علما واعلموا إخوة الإيمان أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم فقال وهو أصدق القائلين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. You will think people are drunk on judgment day, but they are not drunk, but because of the horrors of that day they look like they are drunk because of the torture on that day. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا وذكرنا ما نسينا وزدنا علما. اللهم أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولمن حضر جمعتنا هذه. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم واشكروه يزدكم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا وأقم الصلاة.